So you are tuned in to Impact 103. And if you have just tuned in, we've been talking about the new year that is coming up. And honestly, I love these because it gives us a start for something fresh, something new that God is doing. But sometimes in these moments, it sometimes brings some anxiety because of everything that is going on. We don't know what's going to be happening, what God is going to be doing. But it brings us to that scripture that we've been talking about, Mark 5:36. Be not afraid, only believe. And so right now, it's time for The Witness, where we get to hear the chronicles of real people experiencing God to do the impossible, the ridiculous, and of course, the meaningful. And I love this because the Bible does say that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so we're going to be talking with someone that has had to put this into practice. Be not afraid, only believe. She's done it in multiple areas in her life. One of them being she was born with an undeveloped hip and ended up representing South Africa at the World Champs for warrior races. And since then, she has been applying herself and believing God to help her with directing her in the next steps that she needs to take in the call and the plan on her life, which is why I've actually asked her to be on the show today, because she has an eyewitness account of God actually just directing her, guiding her, and showing her exactly what steps that she needs to take. So welcome, Ruth Averinas, to the show.
It's really an honor to be here.
So Ruth, I actually wanted to just kick it off straight away. You know, after you had kind of achieved the heights of representing SA at the World Champs, I actually want to find out, were you studying at that time already, or were you still figuring out like what God wanted to do more? Because I'm gathering that you felt like there was more that you wanted to do.
Yes, so I was actually currently in my third year at Tux and studying audiology. And I had to juggle studying and training to be able to go over. So when I was flying, I was studying on the plane. And when I was in England for the World Champs, I was studying in the trains. I think sometimes when God calls you to something, you always have two options, and you can let something go, or you can, I love the verse where it says you must work together for all those things as for God and not for man. And so to just give your best with everything. So juggling that as well as trying to get in for my master's. So yeah, but it was a phenomenal experience, and also it's just such an incredible testament of, yeah, just God's goodness. Yeah, so I was studying at the time, yeah.
You said that you were trying to get into master's, but like I've heard that you actually did get into master's. So how did that come about?
Yeah, so my third year marks were not good enough. At the University of Pretoria, they have a fast track master's. So my final year was was during COVID. So it made it quite a lot harder to do all the practicals and everything. So I then applied last year during my community service year to get in for a post or master's using my entire degree. And I was able to, very fortunately enough, have I had good enough marks, my overall degree, so that I could get in. And then that was an amazing experience as well, because during that process, I was originally looking at going over to do my master's in the UK. I had my marks were good enough to qualify for a bursary where they would pay for everything. But then I was contacted by a professor at the University of Pretoria, and he said that they have an incredible study that they'd love me to be a part of. And then I could have started a bit earlier. With the UK academic year only starting in September, I would have only been able to have just started my master's a few months ago. So then my dad recommended that I rather look to do my PhD in the UK. Having a look at all of that and with the funding with regards to that, and PhD is a lot more expensive. And then they didn't have bursaries per se for a PhD because it's a much higher level. But then I just, I really felt in my heart that this is something that God is wanting me to do. I just know that if God calls you to something, He will provide. I just prayed and I was like, God, if this is something you want me to do, then you need to fund it, because there's no ways I can do it by myself.
Come on.
And then I sort of just left it in God's hands, started my master's and trying to do my best with that. And then New Year's Eve, I got a message on LinkedIn. It was from a recruitment agent in the UK saying that they saw my profile and they're very impressed. Would I be interested in possibly coming over and working that side? Long story short, I went through a few rounds of interviews. I ended up getting a job that is 30 minutes away from the university that I want to do my PhD in, and
Wow.
they fully funded everything. So my visa, my registration with the medical board, my applications, my airplane tickets, my relocation costs. Yeah, and I couldn't believe it because God is as a coming straight from being a student to wanting to do this, but just trusting God with everything, because there's no ways I would have been able to do it without God's hand of intervention. It's actually something from The Sound of Music, but it's when she's in the Abbey and I can't remember what the mother's name is, but it says when God closes a door, somewhere he opens a window, or somewhere else he opens a window. And it's just beautiful because there was a few other things in my life that God was definitely closing the doors on. And then this was, I sort of in that waiting period, I just had to trust that God was going to open the door. God can just move mountains. And really, it's literally like opening up the sea to just let you walk through when things seem impossible and it shouldn't have happened. But it's just by the grace of God.
So can you kind of take us through your process a little bit? Because I know for myself, I've been in moments where I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you for this. But then there's this period where like nothing is happening, right? It's like you're just waiting. You're just like in this process of just like, okay, God, I feel that you bringing me into this, but I don't know how you're going to do it. Like, what was your process of being able to just allow God to be God and just kind of take control?
Yeah, so I think easiest way for doing this, I think sometimes people can be in a limbo mode where they're waiting for God and nothing's happening and they just sort of wait and they sort of be stagnant. But what I like to do is to just try and be proactive in it. So I had no clue about going to the UK or about anything. All I know is that God had blessed me with the opportunity to do my master's, and so I was going to work my hardest to do the best job that I could to represent God well in that, and then to trust God with getting over, to not just wait and to be upset with things maybe not going your way, because God's timing is really so perfect and you don't understand it, and things can be really, really confusing, but God sees the bigger picture and we don't. So sometimes when you're in a waiting period, it's because there's a reason. God sees the bigger picture, and you have to trust him with everything, to just know that he's doing it because he loves you. And that's the fundamental thing that you just need to understand is God loves you. He's going to get you to your promised land, but he's going to get you there when you're ready. So you just have to trust him in that. Your relationship with him grows so much deeper, and you just have this peace knowing that you can trust him with everything. He loved you enough to die for you. So you can best believe he's going to be in these small details.
Exactly. Because this is what like I really am picking up with you actually, and your experience is that you've trusted God to open the doors, but then at the same time said, Lord, what's my next step? What is the step that I need to take? And actually doing those next steps, but allowing God to move everything according to the way that it needs to be moved. And I think that's such a beautiful concept because I know even with myself, there've been moments where I've needed to just say, Lord, what is the next thing that you're calling me to do? And it's not like something that I can't do. It's not something that is huge and above my ability to. It's like he's given me the faith to make that next step. He's given me the ability to make that next step and then trust him to just show me what the next step is, or to open the next door, or to just allow him, like that scripture says, many are the plans of man, but God directs his steps. And that is just honestly so, so beautiful. To our listeners, if you are going through something that is super, super similar, what's so beautiful is God is not a respecter of persons. Okay, what he does for one, he will surely do for another. So you can take this testimony and you can say, Lord, if you will do it for Ruth, You can do it for me. And this is something that you can grab a hold on. So do it and say, God, what is the plan that you have for me? Show me what it is. Open the doors. Bring me favor. Bring me provision, because God promises that he will. He will do it for you. So Ruth, thank you for being with us here on Being Real and Impact 103. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And one last thing.
Yes.
Don't limit God. You
Come
can
on.
This was such an enormous thing that I was trusting God for, and he super exceeded far beyond anything I could ever imagine. So just trust God with your unimaginable things and just see how he super exceeds them.
Come on. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you and God bless.
Thanks. Bye.